Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great week. We're glad you're here on American Voice Radio and Herb Talk Live. We got a great show. We are going to be talking about natural healing versus the world. And also we're going to talk about your personal expiration date. Everybody's got one. So we're going to talk about those things. And if we get more time, we got other things to chat about. But before we do all that in the Quack Report, just a big reminder that we're going to be talking with John Monroe right here Thursday, the 1st of March on American Voice Radio, Herb Talk Live. He'll be my guest here. So he's going to show us some natural ways to correct our vision. And, of course, yours truly has volunteered to be the proverbial guinea pig. And we are using his vision kit. And, of course, I'm layering this therapy with some of John Christopher's herbal eyewash. So we're trying to reverse some nearsightedness that I have, and we'll see how that goes. So far, I have increased my vision, and we'll talk about that with John on the 1st. Also, if you missed the interview with John on March 1st, I will be also chatting with him on GCN on Saturday at 7 a.m. on the 3rd of March. So you have a couple opportunities to catch that interview, and if you don't or you're not able to do that, well, you know, there's always the archives on American Voice and Herb Talk Live. Okay, so we got a great show, and before we do the Quack Report, a big salute and Semper Fi to our military, praying for God's hand of protection be upon them. Hey, we're also praying for New Jersey. Yep, yep. If you caught the 4 o'clock show, New Jersey needs some prayer. Their legislator wants to make sure that all their water is fluoridated. Mm-hmm. Only 20% of their water in that state is fluorinated right now. So they need our prayers. And also we need to pray for a righteous leader for America to bring this nation back, one nation under God. And we also need God to protect the voting process and to make sure that, you know, enough people wake up and vote for the right individual so that we can, you know, have, righteous rulers so the people rejoice. When we have wicked rulers, the people mourn. Which is it right now, do you think? Okay. Well, without further ado, let's do the Quack Report. Thank you, Frank. Well, the FDA, thank the Lord, has taken a stand for you and I in public health. They are resisting industry pressure to increase the allowable levels of toxic fungicide in the orange juice product that is imported into the United States. Right, it's an unusual turn of events for the U.S. FDA. It's actually decided to aggressively protect public health rather than to shield corporate profits, do tell, by denying recent requests by the Juice Products Association, that juice industry trade group, to increase the maximum allowable level of illegal fungicide linked to testicle cancer, so, and infertility. So kudos, I don't think I've ever said this before, kudos to the FDA. And what else do we have in the Quack Report? A lot of people have asked about nutritional yeast and what it is. Well, a lot of vegetarians use nutritional yeast because it has a lot of B-complex vitamins, and it contains also an abundance of amino acids that are basically the composition form of our protein. So if you're looking to improve vitamin Bs, your thiamine, your riboflavin, your niacin, folic acid, so forth, a few nutritional yeast products are enriched also with B12. So you can look for nutritional yeast at your health food stores, and it has no flavor whatsoever. So if you've got kids with, you know, attention deficit, put some of that stuff in their orange juice, you know what I'm saying, the organic kind, or put it on their cereal. It has no flavor. They won't know it's there. It's awesome stuff. It'll give you natural Bs, which is kind of hard to find in our industry in your vitamin supplements. Also, if you want to mix it with your spirulina and chlorella, do so, or the people at PowerHerbs.com, Apothecary Herbs, they have it already put together for you. It's called Body Foundation Food Mix. What else is in the Quack Report? Overeating, they say, will double your risk of memory loss and also Alzheimer's. Whoa. This is research that was presented to the American Academy of Neurology at their 64th annual meeting. They said that, you know, overeating doubles the risk of memory loss, mild cognitive impairment among people age 70 and older. So you want to watch the overeating. The study was conducted on over 1,200 individuals between the ages of 70 and 89, and apparently they were free of dementia living in Minnesota. Each participant filed out a questionnaire detailing their calorie intake, what they ate, what they drank, blah, blah, blah. So you want to limit the calories. Calorie consumption between 2,100 and 6,000 calories a day is probably not going to help you. You want to lower it, maybe 1,500 to 2,000 calories a day. So overeating, not a good thing. What else we have? Magnesium intake, they say, could prevent your ADD or ADHD, Alzheimer's, and any mental decline. Magnesium is the fourth most common abundant mineral that is in our body, and it plays a very crucial role at activating over 300 chemical responses. It's responsible for proper formation of your bones, maintaining muscle function, regulating your body temperature, also proper absorption of your calcium. So basically we've got a lot of produce and foods that don't have enough magnesium because of mineral depletion, and it's apparently adding to the cases of ADD, HDAD, and Alzheimer's. So you want to get some food groups with some natural magnesium. If you're looking for a list of foods that have that, you want to go organic and then run down the list. If you want to request that free list from Apothecary Herbs, they have it. Also, you want to look at your Celtic sea salt, which has natural magnesium in it, so you can kind of hedge the bet against all that. Moving along in the Quack Report, let's see, another study here, Roundup, they diluted it by 99.8%, and guess what? This new study, published in the Journal of Archives and Toxicology, proves once again there's really no safe level to our exposure of the Monsanto Roundup glyphosate. It's an herbicide formula. And it's for genetically modified organisms, the GMOs. According to this new research, Roundup, which is applied by tens of thousands of tons a year to our produce in this world, so very toxic to our human DNA that even when you dilute it and it's only 0.02%, it still messes with human DNA. So watch the Roundup stuff, folks. Let's see, and last but not least in the Quack Report, what do we have? North Carolina, one of my home states here. Seed company, a North Carolina seed company, joins a class action suit against Monsanto. Asheville, North Carolina, it's a base company called Seed, Sow True Seed. It's a company that offers non-GMO, non-hybrid, and open-pollinated varieties of heirloom, organic, and traditional seeds. They have joined a class action lawsuit against the biotechnology giant Monsanto that seeks protection for farmers against predatory patent lawsuits. So on the 31st of January of this year, the federal court judge there in the Southern District of New York held a preliminary hearing for the case to decide if it will move forward, which it was joined by hundreds of supporters who held a rally for Foley in Foley Square, located just across the street from the Manhattan courthouse. So the Organic Growers and the Trade Association, OSGTA, on behalf of more than 300,000 organic and non-GMO farmers are in this lawsuit, and they are addressing some important issues for which few people are even aware of. Besides polluting the environment with toxic herbicides and tainting the food supply with untested genetically modified organisms, the Monsanto company has a history of actually suing non-GMO and organic farmers whose crops have become contaminated with genetically altered materials for supposedly patent infringement. Goodness. I'm going to pray for that. Their success, not Monsanto. My goodness, and that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Oh, my goodness. Our friend Allie doing the quackers for us. She does a great job of quacking. Thank you, Allie. All right, we are going to be talking about a few things tonight. Not only are we going to talk about your expiration date, everybody's got one of those. We're also going to talk about your natural healing versus the world. Yes, yes. Because, you know, hey, the fight between good and evil for man started in the Garden of Eden. And it seems today that anything or anyone good can expect to be rejected by the majority and become acquainted with sorrow and grief. An example, of course, a major one, is our Savior. Over 2,000 years ago, Jesus went about healing the sick and teaching a better way of life. And his good teachings were opposed by the establishment at the time. You recall the story. So our Savior died because his truth threatened the legal system. And, you know, there's nothing new under the sun here. So over the centuries, man has been out of touch with the knowledge of health. And when it comes to preventative health care, why are some people more comfortable popping those little pills than they are using some healing plants? Well, you know, personally, I believe because they don't look at science-based allopathic medicine as disease management, and they don't think herbs are powerful enough to cure them. And for the most part, allopathic medicine does not require patients really to make any radical changes to their lifestyle or do any work at all at getting better. So the patient actually puts the entire responsibility for their well-being in the hands of their doctor and the pharmaceutical companies. You know, in my opinion, that approach to health is very dangerous. So what will you do when no doctor can help you? Well, as always, you can count on God and his good herbs. That's right. Let me read you this quote by an anonymous friend of the late Dr. John Christopher, who was a master herbalist. He said this: "Once in a great while, the earth is blessed with an enlightened son who is able to raise the consciousness of his fellow man by his love, wisdom, and humor. It is through a person, it is as though the person has come from an algenic rank, someone who has a direct connection to the divine source of information." End of quote. This is true. John Christopher seemed to, I don't know, if you ever read any books on him or know anybody that actually knew him personally, he had a very easygoing, positive air about him. Now, he wasn't naive, but, you know, he took it all in stride. And he kept pursuing, kept plugging along. You know, nothing seemed to deter him. So he was an interesting person. And I want to remind you of the stats, because consider the malpractice insurance that medical physicians are required to pay. The premiums are different, you know, per specialty risk in the state that the doctor's in. However, a good average on annual premiums for, let's say, a general practitioner in the United States is about $175,000. So guess what? Chiropractors pay about 1% of what an MD pays in malpractice premiums. And, you know, chiropractors were once considered quackery. You know, and some are going to say, you know, herbs are fine and dandy for, you know, common cold or the flu, but what about some really serious diseases like cancer, stroke, AIDS? Well, your Creator basically leaves no stone unturned, and he provides tools for sickness that man deems beyond help. So Dr. John Christopher and Dr. Richard Schultz, both of them master herbalists, they both knew each other. Richard Schultz trained under Christopher, by the way. They knew that you and I could break through all the restrictions which man puts on himself and discover the true and often unused healing power of God's medicine. Now, John Christopher said this: "No matter what disease you have, there are herbs growing somewhere which can get you well." That's the positive nature of that guy. I like it. I embrace that. And, you know, and these guys, like Christopher, down through the centuries, they didn't operate without, you know, coming under some heavy artillery, some flak. So what healing knowledge was thought lost at the time, you know, God made sure would be preserved to help the sick. So over the centuries, those who have helped people become well with very simple and available and affordable means, those people have always come under fire by the legal system. So the list of true natural healers that risked everything to help and to educate others is small. such as Samuel Thompson, Bernard Jensen, Paavo Arola, Dr. John Christopher and his family, and Dr. Richard Schultz, plus a few others that you could count on one hand. They were arrested, they were put in jail, and the legal system attempted to ruin them. And you know what? God delivered them all. And when you oppose and go against the will of God, you are going to lose. And how do I know this? How do I know it is God's will that we educate one another and use herbs for health? Well, God said it himself from his holy hill. He said this, he causes the grass to grow for the cattle and herbs for the service of man. You can look that up in Psalms 104. And he also said, God said, behold, I've given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. That's in Genesis 1. So without these brave natural healers who were willing to risk it all to revive and teach natural healing, you and I would have very few options. Now, Dr. Richard Schultz, master herbalist, said this, there is no recognition in science or natural healing with talking about things beyond herbology. So what Schultz was saying was when you recognize the power and the governance of God when it comes to the healing and well-being of us all here on planet Earth, there's no recognition in any field for that. People don't want to hear it. And no doubt, the legal system of the world seeks the death of natural healing. An example is what's going on right now in Australia, where medical physicians, medical researchers, and scientists are lobbying their government to cut off all funding to any institution that teaches natural healing. So there's been this surge of popularity in Australia. People are wanting to be educated in natural healing, such as homeopathy, herbs, and naturopathy. So why all the contempt for natural healing and herbs? Well, the contempt comes from science not being able to make a patented version of that herb, of what works and works well without any side effects. So the authorities of the world want your real herbal options basically limited to some weak herb teas. And no matter what virtual reality the drug companies and the scientists wish to project, they cannot defeat what God has declared as truth. And all the double-blind studies in the world cannot undo what God has established. And his word cannot become void. Right? Let me read you what's in Jeremiah 9. Thus says the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might, let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him the glory in this, that he understands and knows me. And I am the Lord which exercises loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. Also in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, for the wisdom of the world is foolishness with God. The Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, and they are vain. And, you know, science is mighty and haughty and high on the earth, and they can do no wrong, right? Well, you have a safe house, though. I wanted to give you hope, because getting well using natural therapies does not mean you think like and treat like allopathic medicine. So what is causing your disease may not come from where you think. For example, if you have pain in your head, you may have a congested bowel. If you suspect kidney disease, it may be that your liver is sick. So if you're using herbs just for a sick organ in particular, and you don't cleanse the whole system, and also use a combination of therapies to help you, you may not receive the full benefit of a natural healing. So if you want more information on combination therapies and organ cleansing and immune boosting, you may want to check out the Power Herbs ebook. You can find that at the powerherbs.com website. It's a 400-page ebook, and it's just $14.99. Has an herb symptom reference guide, very beneficial, a lot of herb secrets in there. Or you can simply call the folks at Apothecary Herbs to get a free product catalog. Their toll-free number is 866-229 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., you can dial 803-746-0219, 803-746-0219, and that's where your healthcare options just became endless. Also, if you're on the website, don't forget to sign up for their free online HealthQuest newsletter. Okay, no subscription fee, it's free, but inside you'll get lots of great information, common sense stuff, things you can do on your own to improve your health. Also, you're going to get free information in advance, some coupons that you can use to, as discounts on your herbal products at the powerherbs.com website in the shopping cart when you want to, get your immune-boosting products or your organ-cleansing products. So you will benefit with an update there and save when you purchase. So get the free online newsletter, HealthQuest. It's online at thepowerherbs.com, and it's free, and you'll get information free, and you also get discounts. So it's well worth signing up for. Also, don't forget to check out their Vitamin Vault. If you're trying to stock up for the future, you'll be able to save additional savings on their case sizes and half case sizes. So check out the Vitamin Vault online at thepowerherbs.com. Okay, we're going to move on to our second topic, which is your expiration date. Because we often check expiration dates on products, especially meat, dairy, even our prescription drugs, supplements, of course, and anything that's perishable. So, however, have you checked your personal expiration date? And you're probably saying, what's she talking about? Well, most people think I'm kind of nuts when I ask that, but we all have an appointed time when we expire because, God says it's appointed unto man once to die, and that's in Hebrews 9. So there is no way around that. We all will die eventually. Even though we don't know when our cutoff date is, we humans do something really stupid to shorten our lifespan and to speed up our expiration date. Now, do you know the one thing which will scoot you faster to your expiration date, like hitting the big slide on the board game Chutes and Ladders? Well, this one thing could be compounded with other illnesses. However, the one big thing that takes away from life is actually sleep deprivation. Yeah, not sleeping, not getting enough sleep, not getting enough regular sleep undermines your life expectancy. A lot of people don't think of it that way. They just kind of, cut sleep short and a little sleep deprived, I'll make it up later. Hello? I don't think you can. Let's talk about the national state of unrest we all find America in. We usually see headlines in the newspapers, across the TV, and in our newspapers that someone in the nation, on the globe, there's some sort of upheaval, some sort of unrest on our planet. However, the United States, as a nation, as well as other countries, pretty much has chronic sleep deprivation, basically, and it could be classified, I guess, as a sleep pandemic if you want to look at it that way. But it's not an epidemic that's contagious, fortunately. Now, the CDC conducted some studies just on how serious the lack of sleep was. They found about 70 million Americans don't sleep or get adequate sleep. Reports are indicating that this sleep epidemic of no sleep is at the root of chronic disease and depression. Also, the number one cause most people list for not sleeping well is being sick. So individuals with serious and chronic illnesses such as, let's say, cancer, angina, migraines, asthma, arthritis, pulmonary disease, even restless leg syndrome, which is basically a vitamin deficiency, and even depression are going to rack up some big points under sleep deprivation. America may lead the world in a lack of sleep. However, Europeans don't fare much better. Two countries in the EU right behind America with very little sleep are Germany and Great Britain. So sleep apnea is also classified as a form of sleep deprivation, and chronic headaches and high blood pressure seem to come hand in hand with that sleep apnea package. Narcoleptics are also sleep deprived. when most think they get more sleep than those with even without narcolepsy, but no, they don't. Well, we're going to talk about sleeping and how we can get better sleep and how we can improve our health by getting better sleep, how it affects your system. And also, when we come back from the break, we'll probably have time to talk about some winter colds. We're going to talk about how we can shorten that duration of a cold because we're still in the middle of winter. February is the big month for colds and flus, so we're going to talk about that when we come back from this break. Be right back.
To the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Do you remember a time without antibiotics, superbugs, vaccines, and drug dependency? Well, we do too, and we're here to remind you that you're more powerful than you think. God said herbs are here for the service of man. Tap into them and free yourself from drug dependency, disease management, and overwhelming medical costs. Take control and be independently healthy. Call Apothecary Herbs for professional strength formulas to stand in the gap and strengthen your system where you need help. Herbs for blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, osteoporosis, and more. Call toll-free 866-229-3663. Online, thepowerherbs.com. Check out their vitamin vault where you can stock up and save on case discounts. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
You don't know how you met me, you don't know why. You can't turn around and say goodbye. All you know is when I'm with you, I make you free and swim through your veins like a fish in the sea. I'm singing, follow me, everything is alright. I'll be the one to tuck you in at night. And if you want to leave, I can guarantee you won't find nobody else like me. I'm not worried about the ring you wear, 'cause as long as no one knows, then nobody can care. You're feeling guilty, and I'm well aware, but you don't look ashamed, and baby, I'm not scared. I'm singing, follow me, everything is alright. I'll be the one to tuck you in at night. And if you want to leave, I can guarantee you won't find nobody else like me.
And we're back here on Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. And, you know, before you become too distraught over not getting enough sleep, and envious for, I guess, the drunken homeless sleeping peacefully on your park bench there, no, you are not alone. According to Harvard Health Publications, a mere 100 years ago, the national sleep average was 9 to 10 hours of sleep. Well, if you mention that to any hard-working adult, and they'll ask you what you've been smoking, then they'll say, don't you know that adults just need 6 hours of sleep? After all, sleep's overrated, and besides, we are getting more work done, right? Well, keep telling yourself that, and you'll be as desperate for sleep as Michael Jackson was. Sorry, no disrespect. But don't fall prey to the super achiever culture that disapproves of getting enough sleep. So we do stupid stuff when sleep-deprived things happen, like, you know, we invent some new pills that eliminates the need for sleep for 2 days. Have you heard about that one? You remember the headline news where in 2006 they unveiled the drug Modafinil, I guess is how you pronounce it, which allowed, you know, continuous wakefulness for 48 hours with supposedly no side effects. So this drug was marketed to insomniacs. People don't think or behave right when sleep deprivation is. So when you got sleep deprived, they just say, well, take this drug. It'll compensate for all that. So drug companies that make Modafinil said, you'll be able to function normally during the day. Who really wants 24-hour living anyway? Now, God forbid if we take this drug with alcohol, or if you are pregnant or nursing, the drug has horrible side effects such as dizziness, headaches, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, back pain, vision problems, nervousness, and of course sleep disorders. The more severe reactions are listed as life-threatening rashes, respiratory arrest, high and low blood pressure, hallucinations, confusion, altered behavior, depression, muscle weakness, abnormal ejaculations, liver damage, heart palpitations. And you know what? I'm not done, but I don't have time to go through this whole list. Just stay away from that thing. Doctors actually warn that this drug is not to be used by individuals with mental problems or heart conditions or those on birth control pills. And also they indicate the drug impairs judgment, motor skills, and even thinking. So, yeah, you need sleep. You can't go without it. And don't be taking a pill that says you don't need it. Sounds like you should not drive while you take that drug also. And also, I'm sure your productivity is going to be definitely affected. No sleep? Oh, yeah. And, you know, even though corporate America discourages some healthy sleep, you can profit from it It is a wonder that anyone can relax enough to get to sleep when technology and security in the workplace keep track of every little waking moment. The average workplace can be so dizzying with function and deadlines, can be so dizzying for families that they wake up one day with physical dysfunction. So when it comes to a system failure, we can rely on pharmaceutical studies, right? They simply look at symptoms rather than stat associations with symptoms. So cellular function is always going to tell the tale, and of course you're not going to get the full story. You have cellular function fail when you don't get sleep, but you're not told that. So your human cells have this little power cell called the mitochondria. So during wakeful hours, our cells get worn out or damaged, and it is the mitochondria's job to keep these cells functioning by producing energizing molecules called ATP. So these molecules are also called neurotransmitters, hormones, and enzymes. So when the power cell becomes damaged, it is unable to perform its vital role, and your cell functions can not run at full capacity. So the cells are in need of repair. So the repair crew is basically equivalent to a work union, and they're only going to work under certain conditions, such as when you sleep. So no sleep means no repair. No repair, no regeneration of the cell mitochondria, and vital functions are sacrificed, such as libido. Does that ring a bell for anybody out there? So if you are 35 and are working long hours to impress the boss, and you take a quick trip to the gym before you go home after work, then you cook dinner, take care of the kids, and put them to bed, and even can't function in the bedroom because the lack of sleep has depleted the hormone levels, and as a result, your libido is AWOL. So translation, if you don't get a continuous 8 hours or more hours of sleep each night, your anti-aging mechanisms are on strike. So trust me, you do not want to cross this picket line and force your cells to function with drugs like Modafinil. So when your body runs out of ATP molecules, you won't be able to get to sleep normally like Michael Jackson. Don't want to go there, folks. So you won't be alert. You won't be able to burn unhealthy fat. You won't have strong muscles. And there'll be a tailspin can happen, and you'll be worse off than when you started because all your cells are communicating chemically with one another. So this communication network is supposed to secure proper organ function, but mess up the chemicals, and what you'll trigger is a different message within your DNA material, and it can set off some chronic imbalance and even disease. So when the body is fully rested, you achieve adequate molecule regeneration, clear chemical communication between your cells, and a steady exchange of energy and body function. So sleep is how we screw everything up if we don't get enough of it. So if you ever wanted to know what 1 foot in the grave looks like from your cell's perspective, well, here it is. Let's say you've been burning the candle at both ends and lack of sleep has left your mitochondria running on the equivalent of a corroded battery. Your system becomes hormonally ignorant. The cells do not have enough energy to produce hormone molecules. Erratic hormone levels wipe out your healing capacity. Your insulin rises, hunger triggers hormones increase, testosterone levels plummet, your muscles suffer, and so does your libido. The anti-aging hormone, HGH, growth hormone, disappears. Melatonin drops rapidly. The anti-free radical hormones dissipate. Our fat-melting hormone, leptin, dissolves, and we feel like crap. The tailspin continues to affect the immune system. We pick up weight, we develop diabetes, we get heart disease, or even cancer. So we are also more susceptible to stress, anxiety, and fatigue. And by the time rest is hard to achieve and many desperate for sleep tend to resort to the drugs, or worse, Michael Jackson, he went to anesthesia. goodness. Sleep's very important. So before you run off to the pharmacy for the latest in sleep aids, try to adjust your diet to exclude foods that irritate your nervous system and digestive tract. That'll keep you awake. Now, if you must, keep a food journal for a few weeks to help you narrow down some offending foods. Herbs to help you get to sleep naturally are going to be things like valerian root and lobelia. They will work better in liquid form like tinctures rather than in capsule or pill form. A lot of people will try valerian root and say it didn't work, but once they try it in liquid, it's, you know, they see the difference. So valerian root tincture is going to take the edge off the central nervous system without being a sedative. Also, lobelia is going to take the stress off the muscle groups and relax the muscles so you can naturally drift off to sleep. You can actually use both at the same time since they work on two different systems. So if you're in need of valerian root, you want to look that up. Called valerian root tincture. If you need lobelia, it's called relaxation formula, and they're both at the powerherbs.com website. Now, if you need essential vitamins as well as the valerian root and lobelia, you want to look at their body foundation food mix. That'll give you some of the nutrients your body may be starving for. It's kind of like a organic plant multivitamin with protein in it. And you can check that out at the powerherbs.com website or give them a call on the toll-free line at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. And, of course, if you're outside the U.S., dial 803-746-0219 or visit thepowerherbs.com. Get your free product catalog. This year's product catalog, brand new, and it will show you how to layer certain herbs for different effects or to maximize an effect if you need a little extra help. So it's an educational tool as well as a product catalog. So check that out and request one online or give them a call, thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663. Well, we got a few minutes, so we're going to talk about winter colds. You know, we're not done with winter yet, even though here in the Carolinas it hit 70 and over, and it was just an amazing day. It was so balmy, and with a little breeze, kind of felt like Florida. But winter's not over. I'm sure, you know, it's not unlike the Carolinas to have a day like that, and then by the time March rolls in, we get snow. So winter's not done yet. And winter colds, most prevalent and the worst, flu and cold, worst in February, actually. It's the worst month. So let's talk about that. Because just about every American child will grow up experiencing some colds. I grew up experiencing croup. I don't know if you remember that as a kid. So if you had croup as a kid, or you knew someone that did, you never tend to forget it. The croup is like no other cold or flu, and if you get it, it's kind of a specific illness. It's a condition that gives you that dry, raspy, deep cough. Actually, croup refers to a group of conditions which involve basically inflammation of the upper airway that creates the cough, and it sounds like a dog barking. There are also 32 deaths from croup in the United States annually. So the top three countries that have a lot of mortality due to croup is the U.S., South Africa, and Japan. So what exactly are we talking about when we talk about croup? Well, it's an infection of the airway, which swells the voice box or your larynx, and the windpipe or the trachea gets swollen. The swelling will narrow the airway just below the vocal cords. So the croup infection is caused by a virus occasionally. It's a bacteria or an allergic reaction. And the virus most often responsible for croup is the par influenza virus. So other viruses which also can trigger a croup is the andriovirus and also measles. So according to Dr. Pam Dane of the University of California in Los Angeles School of Medicine, children can contract croup from measles vaccine or from those who are vaccinated with measles vaccine or for those who get measles. So how does that happen? Well, the measles virus suppresses your immune system and can activate latent infections or super infections by a bacterial pathogen. This explains why some patients will develop pneumonia or tuberculosis or another bacterial infection or also get the croup. So we should know that croup or encephalitis and pneumonia are all very real and common causes for death associated with measles. So, but if you're a healthy person, you this won't cause serious reactions. You'll get through the virus or the bacteria and be well in a matter of a week. Let's talk about some other facts real quick. The children most at risk of getting your croup or worse are those being vaccinated. Dr. Carley's been on the show many times and has agreed with that. There is a correlation between vaccinated children between the ages of 3 months and 5 years of age that contract viral and bacterial infections such as your croup. Now, if we think about it, children receive vaccinations right before kindergarten, and croup cases are more frequent in the fall, winter, and early spring. So the children under 3 years suffer the most with croup because the symptoms are more severe and more life-threatening for the younger kids. So if you hear that your child has spasmodic croup, it means that the croup is caused by a virus and the croup is worse at night. Spasmodic croup is recurrent with the child usually and has no fever. We all know the term virus. It means that the medical science really doesn't know what you have. So most cases of croup are treated at home if they're not life-threatening. A majority of the cases are mild. And the high-risk category hit basically hardest by the croup are those born prematurely or those with narrow airways or asthma. Use caution, though. The virus and the bacteria that cause croup can be passed when someone coughs or sneezes on you. So quarantine infected children. You can quarantine them for a little time. Do a lot of hand washing. So croup is going to peak out 2 to 3 days after the first signs of the cold and can last about 7 days. So healthy children usually can get over the croup with no residual effects in a short period of time. Let's look at the signs real quick if you tend to have croup. Your child may start out with regular cold symptoms such as, you know, stuffy, runny nose for a day or so, and they may have a slow fever. Then the upper airway will become inflamed and swollen, and their voice becomes hoarse, accompanied with a harsh barking type of cough. There is a chance that croup can worsen and go further down the airway, infecting the bronchi and the lungs. At this point, breathing becomes very difficult and is a very acute case of croup, and the airway is partially blocked, and there is a high-pitched or squeaky noise upon them breathing. It's called a stridor. So the child may tend to have rapid breathing, and their stomach and skin between the ribs seems to pull in and out because it's very labored breathing. Extreme stress is upon the pulmonary system. The skin may become pale or look bluish around the mouth, signaling a lack of oxygen. So at that point, hello, your child needs immediate medical attention, so you want to get them to the doctor as soon as possible. Other complications to croup are going to be things like pneumonia. So what is the modern medicine treatment for croup? Well, your allopathic physician may prescribe some corticosteroids to reduce the swelling, you know, kind of thing of the airway. Suggest maybe using some cold mist vaporizers in the room at night so it can help them breathe. Lots of fluids and rest. Cool air also helps shrink the swollen pathogens and aids in breathing. So if you live in a cold weather climate and your child has croup and they go outside, they wrap up and they go outside in the snow, they seem to have a better breathing. They're easier to breathe. It's because the cold air shrinks the passages and it gives them some relief. So it's okay. If you want to wrap them up and put them outside for 20 minutes in the cold air, it will actually shrink the swollen passages and give them a little ease of breathing. Now, if your child repeatedly contracts croup and there's an overuse of steroids, you will have some negative consequences. So you want to research your medications before you use them, and for severe croup attacks, you should monitor your child's sleep and be alert to any labored breathing. So if you want to avoid croup, Here's the way. Artificial infection vaccines will give you croup, so you want to stay away from those. So making sure that your child is eating healthy and including lots of vitamin A is going to be helpful to boost the immune system. Research has shown that malnourished children depleted in vitamin A tend to contract croup more than children that are not depleted in vitamin A or are malnourished. You want to also avoid the mucus condition types of foods in the body, processed flour, processed sugar, and, of course, dairy products. So around the cold winter season, you want to kind of limit those types of foods. So what do you do if you get croup? Well, I like to use a lot of immune-boosting herbs, echinacea root, some garlic, I like to layer, maybe some mullein and slippery elm with willow bark in there to soothe the throat, reduce the swelling. Also, if you got some spasmodic coughing that keeps the child up at night, you might want to use some thyme in a tincture form or a tea. If they're really young, you can use thyme tea. It will soothe the nerve endings of the bronchial, and they will be able to sleep without coughing all night. To aid with the breathing, you may also want to layer with some antispasmodic herbs. I like to use lobelia and peppermint. Do not use peppermint for infants or young children. It's the menthol that seems to bother them, but you can certainly use lobelia to dilate the bronchial to aid in the breathing process. You can also use a lot of these in tincture form, add a few drops to their juice or water. An enema also with catnip and lobelia has also been helpful for croup. And so I would introduce only fruit and vegetable juices along with small amounts of oatmeal to nourish them. Do not overcook the oatmeal. You just want to boil the water, add the oatmeal, cover it, and let it sit off the heat for a few minutes just to tenderize the oats. And that is going to be well and for them to get some nourishment, but not overdoing it with the digestive system so they can have extra energy to heal them. You can also layer with some slippery elm inner bark as well to soothe the mucous membrane linings of the esophagus and throat. So you got some tools. You got some options there. If you'd like more information on those types of herbs and others, you can contact the folks at Apothecary Herbs. You can reach them on their toll-free number, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., dial 803-746-0219, 803-746-0219. Of course, the powerherbs.com website will list their products, the ingredients in their products, their counter-regulatory information, a lot of helpful information there on their website and also in the product catalog. So call and get that catalog, get it free, sent to you first-class mail in a few days, and see what your tools are, your options are. The folks at Apothecary Herbs do inform their customer, educate their customer, because that's going to be important, understanding how to use the herbs properly. So do your homework before you use any product or therapy, of course, and empower yourself and be free of the dependency of prescription medications, because once you start on those, it weakens the system, doesn't strengthen it, and the next time that virus or pathogen comes around, you're not going to have any resistance to it because you didn't allow the immune system to develop one. So immune boosting and organ cleansing is their specialty at Apothecary Herbs. Tap into that information, empower yourself, and save money at the same time. Be well and save money. That's what it's all about. Well, I'm almost out of time, and don't forget, we're going to be talking with John Monroe on the 1st of March right here on America Voice Radio. And of course, we'll have Dr. Rebecca Carley with us on March 20th, our wellness expert. You can reach her link on the links page at thepowerherbs.com to get over to Dr. Carley's website. And, of course, John Monroe's link for Dr. Banker's group is on our homepage. I'm out of time, but don't you go anywhere, because coming up next is Messiah's Branch with Pastor Dan Catlin. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.